Yeah.
Gary V.
No.
It's the same as building a
so much time?
About
so much value? That's so much time? So much value?
Are you on TikTok? Five, four, I'm gonna do that. Surprise. The podcast is not over. Some people did think that. I've been getting a lot of DMs asking where the podcast is. And, well, we're back. And there's a lot to talk about. Holy crap. I haven't done this in like a month, man. It's pretty crazy. I'm joined by my co-host today. We got Mr. Jay Castle, who you have met on the podcast before. And Mr. Shane Davis from Hemecula, which you guys have also met before. Mavericks in Texas. We moved him there. We drove out with actually Max from the club, who was also on the last podcast episode. But man, it's a little weird to be back. I'm not even going to lie. The house is officially coming to an end. I'm about to move here in about the next week. Closed on the warehouse. Construction plans for the warehouse incoming. FaZe Clan just went public. What else? There's a lot of news today. I cut my finger really, really bad. The boys went out drinking and lost their wallets, their keys. Max spent $2,000 at the, like, a lot has happened. We haven't filmed a podcast in a month, bro. This is actually kind of weird, bro. And I don't even have a script in front of me. We going free ball it. Well, I actually have a little bit of notes in my phone of things I would like to cover. How are the boys doing? How are we feeling?
We're doing good.
I'm good. You hung?
Beautiful
hung over
Friday.
A bit?
Yeah, yeah. Brain's at about 70%. I figure I'll make it to 100.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many drinks did you have last night?
How many drinks did Max buy last night?
Yeah.
A lot.
A couple hundred? How much did he spend? Did he spend about $2,000,
he
right?
He said he spent $1,600.
Plus a $400 tip.
Yeah, what? Bro, why are you tipping that much?
In Temecula?
Yeah.
Yeah, Temecula just got the biggest high roller they've ever seen.
Oh, God. Oh, God. What's the first thing, man? Maverick. Let's talk about Maverick because people are like probably wondering where Maverick is. Man, this is weird to film a podcast, bro. I haven't done it in a month. It feels weird. It's hard. It's like, what do we want to talk about?
You feel like you're missing someone like Maverick?
A little bit. But no, it's just that Maverick is coming back on Monday. So we're actually filming a couple of episodes with him. We plan on doing a podcast episode with Zeth. That's one guest we plan on having on. But man,
it's cool what he's got going on, though. It's cool. He's got Texas. He's changing up his life right now.
He bought a white E36 coupe.
He got a new drift car. I don't know what to talk about, Lindsay. I feel rusty. There's new house. They're selling this house. There's warehouse. There's construction.
What's your plans with this new warehouse?
There's Arizona. There's Texas. We moved Maverick. Cut my finger. I mentioned that.
What's your plans with this new warehouse? Really bad. You posted like Fantasy Factory 2.0?
Yes, and we officially finally signed the papers. This is going to be like not a two-year process. I feel like it's definitely going to be like months in the making. It's not going to be like quick. The construction we're doing right now, we had a fuck ton of issues with like the loan papers and then like the people transferring it over to us. So it got moved back a month.
But you're in.
Now, and we started the construction plans, so we have an architect come. All this stuff's on, like, the club and YouTube and stuff like that, but architect comes. It's going to be a good six-figure build-out in the building, which is crazy, investments.
Like that, we're learning. That, like, rooftop area right there, is that where you're going to put your podcast?
Yes, we're going to have the podcast on the second story, so we're building a whole second story in the warehouse.
Is you going to put a drop-in with a ramp?
Yeah, there's going to be like a balcony I plan on, like a cool mezzanine. That's what they called it. That's why I learned this word the last couple of weeks.
Never even knew what that means.
It's an indoor balcony. Mezzanine.
Oh, that's sweet.
New word alert. New word just dropped.
New word just dropped. Yo, go cop.
Have you ever?
Dropping off the mezzanine onto a resi quarter. But there's going to be a lot of skate park shit in there. And then T-Fox Garage, podcast.
Your club members get to go there a lot.
And scaling things that I don't even know what I'm going to scale yet. Because I'm out of an office. I'm going to show up to an office a couple days a week, which I've never done. I've never had a job.
I feel like that'd be better for
I have a job, but like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Feel like that makes sense, though, because you have like your home and you're working at your home right now. So like instead of that, now you're going to have your apartment in San Diego and you're going to have to force yourself to go to work now. Like you have to go to work. And
no, I know exactly.
Go it's to enjoy your work and then you go home to like the place that not everybody's gonna see.
It's gonna be deadly to the space.
Yeah.
Deadly?
Deadly. To the space.
Oh god.
Me having a workflow?
Oh yeah.
Daily schedule?
Oh.
Never heard before.
That's sick.
Never heard of this.
Yeah.
So, oh, you should be.
I am extremely excited, bro. Yeah. Because like I remember when I was like 17, growing up around like Sean Duras and all those guys over in Utah. And they were always like, they're like 30-year-old dudes like building their businesses. And they were like, you know, hustling, building out their offices, scaling their thing, hiring people, blah, blah. And me being just like competitive and like thinking I'm ages, it's like, I'm not that young. Like I just like can compete with them. And then like hiring employees when you're like 18 and firing employees when you're 18 and like doing all that shit. I was just like, I got real over that. I was like, not my time in life. I'm not trying to do none of that. And I finally feel, I don't know what changed. I just feel like I'm finally mature enough to like, I want an office and I want.
Be running a business.
I remember you told me a story about firing your employees. Like,
yeah, that's
you true. Having to fire someone.
That's a
at
weird
18 years
thing
old
to do, bro.
How
like
weird
a,
is that?
A grown man, and we're still friends with him, Brady. But like, yeah, having to fire a 27-year-old guy that like lived at the house with us.
Yeah.
Cause like, it
was did, he just not doing the job?
It wasn't even that, bro. He's very professional. It's just like, you know, you got to be very honest with yourself about like the energy with like people you work with and how they. Yeah. Pull you certain ways, like you
bro,
know
what I
mean?
Noticed about Brady, bro, was that Brady's level of production was like
too high for
way
me.
Way too high. For
I'm unorthodox.
He wanted to do like movie production.
Like
you wanted
being
just,
on Mr. Beast's team made so much.
He
sense.
Left here and went really. To Mr. Beast, so yeah. it worked out for both of us. We both flourished from the decision. But
that's cool. I mean, but like, just your style of content seems way more simple than his movie.
Yeah, he
production.
Was trying to shoot like TV show level
yeah.
quality,
and we were
like,
just on different pages with stuff, and it was fine. It's just like he lived here. So that was like a.
What about anybody else? Have you ever had to fire anybody else?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I've had like so many filmers and editors, but not like my employee lives with me, and we've become really good friends over the last 8 months, and he's become really good friends with all my friends that live here. And it's like, damn, bro, I gotta tell him he's going back to like a different state. But like I said, it worked out for everybody. But definitely, like in the moment, I'm like, don't know how to fire somebody else. So I'm like calling like. Jessica, like
you
holiday
just blame,
from like Space Station.
You're like, Jessica, you do this?
No. I wasn't asking them to do it. I was saying like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? Like, what is the right way to do this? Because like, I don't know. I could just make up my own way, but it could be the wrong way.
What's Jessica's response to that?
Well, she
probably some savage.
Told me what's good.
Something savage. She's like,
no,
honesty herself.
No, I mean like, I was just morally. You had to understand the right way to fire. So I don't know. Because in my head, I could just go up to you and be like, I don't need you anymore. You're done. And then you just maybe you're like distraught over that, like.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I miss a little bit there with people.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure I did it the right way. And I told him why, like, or explained to him why. And, you know, like, it was a good, clean, professional break off, you know, but that's why it was because I made sure to learn.
Yeah. You're just like, this expense isn't necessarily worth it for me because that's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah. Know, yeah.
This level of production and like this, I thought it's what I needed, but it's just not.
So. Yeah. And it
wasn't like a result of anyone doing their job poorly or anything.
Have you ever thought about fighting again?
Fighting again? Boxing again, bro?
Yeah.
Bro, what about
that? Does
it
not strike your interest?
That's a good question, but I just think that I'll never get, like, bro, already the check I was supposed to get for boxing this last time, like, it was already not as much as I was, like insanely hyped about. Like, it was a good check.
All the hard work.
But I just could never, I could not see, especially after the fucking train wreck of that event. Yeah. I can't see that ever being a thing again. Like, it didn't work.
Do you think it's good on your mind? Like,
I don't think it would go again. I don't think I would get a better check that would make me motivated to do it. Yeah. But maybe when I'm older, because I really enjoyed the sport. Like,
yeah, like being in shape and like.
Also,
your coach got you hyped on it, bro.
He got me hyped on it, and it was fun getting good at something because like we all ride like an action sport, so it's like it's fun to do that with something. So like I enjoyed it.
I feel like anything with like physical activities just helps you out though.
Yes. In general. But then also it's just like I'm not like a boxer. I've never claimed to be a fighter or whatever.
No, you don't have that much like aggression in you.
No, I really don't. So like that's what I mean. Like I said it in the interview. I was like, I'm doing this because like it was a good check. Like I'm down to do a lot of things for money or whatever. That's what I said in the thing. And I just don't think I would ever get a better check to do it again. Like, you know what I mean? Like after that event failing. I can't see someone else being like, nah, this is still a fucking good idea. We'll give you more than they offered you. And then like actually get paid this time.
Yeah, you didn't feel the love.
You know what
for
I mean?
It.
Like it was just a big train wreck of a, I don't know.
Like boxing it
up. It was
up.
A bunch of people taking advantage of an industry like, that
hey,
was
but at least
hyped on an idea.
In your mouth for the whole sport.
not for the whole sport. No, I love like boxing. Now I understand it and I can like look at it different. And I, if anything, I like watching like boxing clips now. We watch some UFC fights. Like it made me get into it and understand it. I'm not into nothing I can't really understand, I feel like, as anybody.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
Point.
Like
you got some self-defense under your belt.
100%. You know? Yeah, that's cool too. That's also cool. And I thought it was also cool because even the confidence of like not ever fighting before, like if you've never like done any boxing training or you just never done any fighting, you don't even know how to stand right. There's so many different little levels of it that when you do learn a small level of it like I did for 3 months, I mean, I did a lot for 3 months.
Oh, yeah.
But like, that just helps your confidence when you walking around. It's like, you know what I mean? It's just like, at least I have a,
just in case, a platform you never
to
know.
Stand on of like, at least I know how to like use my weight and I naturally have reflexes to go this way with this way and this way with this way. And
you know, maybe,
you know what I mean?
Maybe dudes in like restaurants are going to pick you up and slam you and like choke you out.
Like that happened. Yeah. That happened one time. Yeah. And then like we said on the podcast when I almost got my ass beat at the skate park, bro. And yeah. I rode that shit, bro.
Oh yeah. What? Was it by some like tweaker dude?
Yeah. We said this on the podcast, but basically the whole week in training boxing, I was practicing rowing and like head movement.
Yeah.
For the first time, like this whole week, I was at the skate park. This hippie dude like freaked the fuck out of me. Long story short, like dude was crazy. Comes up to me at the last second, like comes to swing on me. I'll tell you later. Cause we told it on the podcast before.
Oh, gotcha.
But I literally, he went to throw like a right hook. She was there. And he went to go like that. And I literally went like that. And I was like, what the
it's
fuck?
It's so smart for you not throwing a punch though. Cause
I wasn't trying to start. This fool won. Yeah. And he was a crackhead with no shoes that lived in a van at the skate park. And he had nothing to lose.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I knew that. So I was like, bro, what are you doing, you crackhead? And then we dipped.
That's sick.
But
I'm excited to see some challenges though.
Challenges?
In your warehouse.
The challenges in the warehouse, bro.
I think like that'd be cool.
That's the thing, bro. I just know it's going to be such a great thing.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine how many great things will come from the warehouse.
No, but for like, sure. Bro,
and Hemecula, man, you guys are on the fucking come up. My shit's all coming together. I feel like 2022 is going to be a really good year for a lot of people.
For sure. All of us. I know it's going to be for sure. Real.
Like I feel like so much over the last, well, since you were born has all happened for 2022.
Hey. Exactly.
If you think about it, that's every year.
Oh yeah.
Every action you make is the reason you're here.
Mm-hmm. That's deep.
Intellect.
True. That's super deep.
You have to think about that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That has to cross your mind.
Let it process a little bit. Digest it.
Digest that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of passive income. your quick profit on the old crib here.
Quick profit on the old crib here.
Yeah.
Did well with this house.
Yeah.
Somehow, I don't know how actually we did good on this house, but I bought this house for 1.37 in like 2018. And then I was supposed to sell it, as a lot of you guys know, beginning of 2020 when the market was really shitty. I was going to lose $100,000. And then the people pulled out of buying it. I've said this before, like randomly pulled out of buying it. I ended up just living here for a year and a half till now. And now it's up like $600,000. So...
damn.
A little less maybe, but
I guess patience is key.
Super solid. Like everything happens for a reason. I don't know. Like I was bummed in the moment because it was like, what the fuck? These people were literally about it. Like, but then it was also, it worked out. And then I wanted to live here and then bam. So yeah, that's great. Fantastic. That helps with the warehouse and the warehouse build. But it kind of sucks because I did buy the warehouse very over market, you know?
Oh yeah.
100%. But it's a great building. It's a standalone building. I got no like HOA of any sort. Like it's my own thing.
Well, and you bought it.
And I bought it. Concrete.
It doesn't require as much maintenance as here either, right?
Oh God, no, bro. That's the funny thing too about like actually realizing, like in like thinking about it for like maturing a little bit.
Yeah.
This house to run every month, bro, with like the pool and the maid and the electric and the gas and the like everything, like 2.5 acres, a pool, the jacuzzi, like, you know what I mean? Like all the things, it's like 15, 16 grand. A month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then like the warehouse and all that's like I'll be saving money. Like
I think with that's more such a good setup
stuff and more like I don't know. Yeah. This it's really funny to think back. I literally just bought this house because like at the time, all like I was just kind of guessing on, you know, what other YouTubers were doing. I should do this. I'll kind of get mixed in mentally with like,
yeah, it was everything you wanted at the time.
But
you know?
No, but like Logan and Jake and all the big vloggers that we were all making videos at the time, like that was the thing. It was like, oh, everyone's getting mansions. So I was like, and
everyone
then obviously
get a big crib with a lot of space.
Yeah, and I obviously wanted to live with my friends, so did that. It's just funny.
Like, you not being able to ride a dirt bike in your backyard was a deal breaker.
Deal breaker.
Yeah.
No, I could not do donuts in my driveway. Deal breaker. It was funny when I was shopping for a house when I was 18, because all I gave a fuck about was like what the garage was like if I wanted to ride flat while it was raining and park my cars, and how big the driveway was to do donuts in it. Like, I literally didn't give a fuck about the inside of the house.
You were freshly 18 when you bought it.
Literally, yeah, like 4 months into being 18.
So you're buying, looking for a house, and that's literally all you're thinking about.
That was the only thing I gave a fuck about, bro. The real estate lady would come, like, because she's showing me the fucking house, and I would literally just, like, skip through the whole house, like, oh, cool, yeah, all right, cool, because, like, I don't give a fuck, like, it's a house, like, I can live in here.
We got some beautiful French doors back here, and you're like, yeah, but can you ride flat in the garage? Like, yeah. It's raining, can I ride flat in there?
Yeah, how are the cracks? Is it, like, a lot of good concrete space to do fakies?
You gotta look, I could put a dirt bike track back there for sure.
Yeah,
you're
that
like,
was important. Shit.
There's a pool? Okay, that's good.
Exactly, that was important. Needed trampolines. I feel like I outgrew trampolines, kind of.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I did too.
Right? Like, that was like a, definitely like a...
Bro, that's what I was saying earlier, bro. I was like, you just have a super trampoline in a box, in a giant box. You just have this gigantic trampoline.
20-foot by 20-foot super tramp that, like, you broke your back on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The trampoline you broke your spine on.
Yeah, maybe I'll give a redemption one day.
It's in a box because of him.
But, like, where does that go?
I don't know. At my house one day when I, like, in the future of my kids or something. Right? Like, I'm not going to get rid of it. It's my logo on it. It's lit. Yeah. Like, I have it now.
Giant trampoline.
Yeah. Bought a $20,000 trampoline. I was 17. Now it's just in a box.
$20,000 trampoline?
Yeah. Maybe I could, like, give it to Ryan Bean. Maybe he'll build a warehouse.
Hey, that kid would do probably, like, 80 backflips at once.
He would, too. We could bring it somewhere and do cliff jumping off the super tramp. That'd be insane.
Yeah, that kid's cracked.
If you have like an actual, like, I would imagine you being like, you know, Point Loma kind of guy, like baller crib in Point Loma at some point.
Nah, maybe when I'm like older.
Yeah, yeah.
When I'm like older. I love Point Loma. I love Southern California.
And then get a big backyard and put that bitch in the ground.
Feel like in Point Loma.
Feel like La Jolla is a good area for like just retirement.
People don't even know what we're talking about. We're talking about like small beach cities in San Diego. Like niche.
Oh, really?
Stuff. Yeah, people don't know this stuff.
Niche
shit, bro. Like San Diego niche stuff, bro. That's La Jolla.
I'm honored that I would be.
You know La Jolla?
What?
You know about La Jolla?
Oh, yeah.
You big La Jolla guy?
Yeah, no, I'm a huge La Jolla guy.
So when I move out of Temecula, because it's coming down to it in like a week, like Temecula is based here in Temecula, as is in the name. So are you going to move? Or you guys, what is your guys' plan? How long do you plan on staying here? I know you complain about it, too.
I mean, I like living in Temecula, but like, there's also just, I don't know. I feel like a change is so much better. And that's like when you're going out there, like, I'm like, damn, like all the boys are going out there. I'm like, if I wanted to go to San Diego, it would be sick because I could just come out here whenever. So maybe that's like a plan in the near future for me. Yeah.
Oh.
I grew up like around there, like Hemet.
Hemet, Temecula.
Yeah.
Temecula.
Boom.
Oh my God.
Blown.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah.
It all makes sense now.
Yeah. But yeah, San Diego sounds fucking lit. I'm down with that. I'm surprised Max didn't roll the Razor in Utah, the side-by-side. Surprised he didn't. Do you guys watch?
He's a good driver, though.
I know, but he gets pretty reckless.
Dude, the guy hands you the Razor and he goes, "Don't do donuts. Don't slide this thing around." And you pretty much did every single thing.
In Utah,
you
could literally drive a side-by-side anywhere.
Yeah, on the street.
Yeah, he's on the highways and shit.
Yeah, Utah is a place, man. I can't believe that you had no idea that Utah is majority Mormon people.
I knew that.
You did?
What are you talking about, bro? I've spent so much time in Utah.
Oh, okay.
I've been known that.
Oh, what?
You mistaken me for somebody.
Oh, okay. All right. Take it back.
They all do soaking out there.
Yeah.
Soaking and docking.
What?
You never heard about that?
I've heard of this.
Yeah,
he's a big soaking guy.
You know about this?
Yeah.
People actually do that?
Yeah. They soak, actually. Like, beat around the bush of the religion.
You know about this. Like, people told you they do this.
I mean, I hang out with all the Palmer dudes. Yeah. Yeah, like, literally Utah boys, they talk about it. They just do, they call it soaking and then, like, surfing or some shit.
They be talking, like, they actually do it?
I mean, I don't think they do, but like the ones that are like, you know, just to the gills and Mormon, like, yeah.
Soaking, bro.
The durfing is like where
how does that not count, bro? I don't understand what they think that doesn't count.
I don't know. But they do derfing, and that derfing counts. Is like sex with clothes on.
Oh. Interesting. Herfing is what you called it?
Derfing.
Derfing.
Yeah, no. It's pretty interesting out there.
It's kind of like the same theory of like if someone's like, yo, can I see that? And you're like, yeah, you can see it. You know?
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, you can't touch it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can see it like you asked.
Like, I mean.
Oh, God.
It just violates every
So Shane, you be getting out there. Have you ever been in Utah and then like you met a girl at a party and then she's like,
I'm trying to soak.
I'm trying like you're really attractive, but like I'm Mormon.
Nah.
And you're like, all right, I'm down.
If I'm like cupcaking with a girl and she's like, yeah, but like I ain't gonna like.
Excuse me, you just said cupcaking?
Yeah. Sometimes you get a cupcake. You
define
like,
your cupcake.
You just, it's like, you just, you know, the girl's like hot and you're like trying for the girl. So you're cupcaking.
What does cupcaking to you mean, bro? We have different meanings.
Cupcaking to me means it's like this, okay, there's a hot girl and you're just like, oh, I'll cupcake with her to get her. Does that make sense?
Yo, it's like flirting.
Flirting?
Yeah.
Oh, to me, cupcaking is when you like if you're on your phone, you're texting somebody like a girl and I see you over there cheesing, like you're like,
you're cupcaking like that.
Yeah, who caught you smiling like that? Like, that's cupcaking. Yeah.
I guess I can go for the same thing.
That's fair.
But no, I never got asked to soak or derf or anything.
Tell
like
me some
that.
Fucked up, like, you're like the legend, like, 26-year-old
yeah,
around
give
here,
me
bro.
This shit.
Tell me some crazy stories, bro.
Like, what? What do you want to know? Like,
tell me about your treeches.
My treesh? What is that?
We got words, bro. What's up?
Treesh?
Shane got hella words that we come up with our own words, too.
Yeah.
Let them know.
What's a treesh?
By definition, I believe a treesh is any random girl that's just like a regular run-of-the-mill. You know, it's just a treesh. It's just
I'm a good dude. I'm just looking for my next girlfriend.
For the first time? Are you looking to settle down now?
Yeah. The love of my life coming soon.
Yeah?
I don't know where she is or who she is, but yeah, for sure.
The love of your life is going to drop soon.
Yeah. I've been jonesing for her, but like...
For the first time, Shane. Are you being serious?
I mean,
I've never
know.
Been about that life.
No, because then it's gonna like, I don't know, it's gonna be like too much for
manifest
me.
That shit, bro.
Yeah, but then it's gonna be too much for me.
So you don't want it?
No, but I do.
I think that you would thrive, especially with all the shit you got going at work, if you were in a relationship. But I don't.
Yeah, but then
you,
I have
you
to
say
like,
yourself, I don't
go
think
out
you
of the
it.
Way to like do
then your
the
content
date stuff and like I have to like be like extra cupcake with the chick. And you know,
extra cupcake.
God. Yeah,
but you don't want to be extra cupcake.
Nah, yeah, but no. See, I'm on the fence. Like looking this way.
Why do you not want
way.
To?
I'm like,
what
fuck.
Is the reason you don't want to?
I don't know. I'm scared of committing to a girl.
Like, what? What if it scares you?
Like, what do you mean
committing?
Because like, what happens when you're with the chick? Then you're like, damn it, I don't want to be with this chick anymore. And then you're like, shit, like I have to tell this chick I don't want to be with her anymore. And then like,
then that's just a whole
and then
lot
you're
of
like breaking
you
hearts,
into
you know?
No
yeah,
reason.
You're really stressing about it before it even has.
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm
like sprouted.
I mean, I don't know.
Hasn't even
different.
Blossomed, let alone sprout.
Yeah, see, like I'm just like, I don't know.
I get that.
No, I'm on the same
picky.
Page. I'm on the same.
I'm not like a douche or anything. By all means, like I just, I don't know if I want to be in a relationship like anytime soon.
I don't feel like
you're not a relationship guy
would
either.
Be,
yeah, what about you?
I don't feel like I would be. Happy with my performance in a relationship.
Yeah.
If I were to get
that it. Makes sense too.
Like, I'm not like completely against the concept, but I just like, I know I wouldn't be as good as I would like to be because I wouldn't like divert enough of my attention and my time to it.
Yeah. So it'd be selfish almost. And,
yeah. Because I'm like trying to do my own shit, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Then inevitably I'd end up being like,
why do you...
not good at it. And then I'd just be like, well, this is fucked. Like, I know I'm not. A good boyfriend.
Yeah, like, exactly.
No. What do you think you wouldn't be good at?
Like, just like I wouldn't. I
dude,
wouldn't
100% attention.
Dude, I just
like, but
like
you just
obviously that depends
shit.
On the girl though. You yeah. know, because like if you get the right girl, then you could like she don't trip on your 100% attention because you know she's makes sense.
Yeah, like I just feel like I'd be like on my own shit all the time, and like it would be like I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not
but, okay. This is my.
Like, I'm trying to do shit on a whim and like not. Be concerned about how anything I do affects anyone else.
But this
myself.
Goes on like by a girl, really? like Tanner still goes to Utah. He still does all this fun but, stuff with us.
But my philosophy, if that's the right word, is tell me if this makes sense. But I think that like I look at all the places I like spend time and energy.
yeah,
towards things like work, hanging out with my friends, smoking weed, fucking, like, you know what I mean? You look at all that. So I just see a lot of my friends spending a lot of time, you know, like out using a lot of energy. Think about what it takes also when you're out chasing all the time. You got to, like, you know, have a good feng shui going around you. Like, it's a lot comes with it. So it's a lot of energy focus. So in my head, this is what makes sense to me, at least. You obviously have to find the right person, but then you have your energy focused towards that one person. It's locked in. You don't think, you're not stressing about, like, you're not, you know what I mean? It grows. And then you focus your energy in other aspects of your life and you improve.
I guess, yeah. That's what I do. That makes sense.
That's exactly what I do.
I guess that's like the type of person, like for instance, like the type of person
I guess, we are just look is at
like,
different.
You know, like when you came to Utah and you're like, yo, we're going to stay in your Airbnb and stuff. And you just were there chilling and our drunk asses came back from the bar, fully torqued, slammed through the door. There was 50 dudes, 50 chicks. All of them came into the house and you're like, fuck this. You're like, later. So I guess it's like the type of person.
Yeah,
like,
I'd be fucking with that.
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Yeah. We were even talking about that last night. How we were talking about, me and my girlfriend were talking about this, and she's just like, well, yeah, I think you're just not the normal person in the situation here.
I mean.
I think more people are like that.
I guess, I don't know, but there's a lot of people.
I guess that makes sense why you guys aren't understanding what I'm saying. Because
yeah, but you're also one of the more unique people I know. Like, I think you're, like, actually very unique, dude. Like, I mean, you're normal, but, like, nobody's like you. Like, I probably have similarities to Jackson. I have similarities to even Max.
We all have similarities. Yeah, we all have similarities. I just mean on this, like, that makes sense why we don't see eye to eye, because we just are different. We think about it differently, I think, from the beginning.
Yeah. It's like you're just taste of fun. You're like, your taste of fun is, like, going out with your girlfriend and doing all this, like, fun stuff just together. My taste of fun is like going out and watching people eat shit on dirt bikes and like doing
that's
crazy
fun
shit.
Too. Yeah, you're just very out. You're out there, bro. Like, you guys just love having fun. Even how you were saying at the bar last night, you were just like, "Yeah, bro, I just like got super hammered and I just was making friends with everybody that I didn't even know."
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Because I mean, like, yeah, at the end of the day, like, I just
like okay,
but you have to have that governor.
That to you. I like after that, do you not even think like that was a waste of time? Because like you live in Colorado, like you're gonna go home and you're never gonna see those people again. And you like made friends with them.
Yeah, I guess.
That makes sense what you're talking about, but also like I think
like y'all both are never gonna see each other again.
In a mental like when mentally it gets better to go out and talk to people because like I think like my favorite nights is conversating with people. Like that's my
favorite. No, I get that.
Shit.
I get that for sure.
Well, and also I just feel like a lot of the times.
Like I
honestly just try to like literally fuck with everyone that is ever in my life at any point.
Yeah.
Like everyone's got some shit you can learn from them.
No, for sure. For sure. I'm like that too. I get that. But I just more mean like, I don't know.
No,
you guys just
yeah,
be because, going out and being like, but being like vulnerable, I guess. Like, cause you guys just get hammered and I don't know what you did.
No, you're right. Cause
you don't know what you're going to do.
People get drunk and then people are just spewing shit out of their mouth. Like thinking like this is the sweetest shit.
When people
just lying.
Like bump around and get like loud and like, it's just intense.
No, like I'll go to a bar and like become like best friends with some random ass homie. And then I'll be like, I'll never see you ever again. But you know, you're
the boy, that's so true.
You know, like for right now, like you're the fucking man.
That is very true.
You know, whatever. Like,
yeah,
that's funny.
And then it's like, see you around. But like, no.
But then again, there's also like, you gotta have like a governor for it. Like you like doing it all the time, then yeah, it's gonna start like taking a toll. But
yeah,
I like it's fun.
I mean, it's like it's just honestly like for me, it's just like it is so much fun to like grind all week, work your ass off, and then just go let it rip.
The facts.
You know? Like you just like
just go
out and just like fucking go crazy because like you just worked your ass off.
I love that
we're
talking about this because that does not connect for me. I don't understand that.
No, yeah. But
because you're just always grinding. There's
but,
never
but no,
a time
not,
where
it's
you
not
just
even
shut
that, bro.
It off.
It's not even that, bro. It's not that's not true.
I think
I chill the fuck out, but I just get the I don't know why, bro. That's not that doesn't connect to me. I don't understand.
Listen,
that.
You're literally you're
and
you
I
enjoy
look, no, but
painting
also,
pictures.
I know, but let me add, like I watch
sick.
You guys and it looks so fun and I wish I could enjoy it like it looks like you guys are. But every time I'm there, I'm too self aware and I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, what is this? Like, what is everyone doing? And I people watch and I start trying to figure, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess that's the type of person you are too. Like this, you like, you You like your people.
There's just some people that don't fuck with it, bro. It's just like,
yeah.
And like, there, you'll definitely see some people who like don't fuck with it and like so what, still just do it all the time.
Also, like you are an icon in life. Like people know who you are. Like,
but first, a quick word from our sponsor, Talkspace. Sometimes you, sometimes me, sometimes us. We all need to talk to someone sometimes. Maybe we fear opening up to a stranger. Maybe we are too busy with our daily lives and schedules. Meeting with a therapist to work on your mental health is just as effective as hiring a personal trainer to work on your physical health, and these results can be forever life-changing. Talkspace makes it possible to speak with a licensed therapist from your phone or computer. Unlike traditional therapy, you can message, voice, or video at any time, 100% secure, encrypted, and stigma-free, the way it always should be. In today's age, I believe therapy has become more of a discussion amongst our generation, which is awesome because it feels the exact same as going to any other appointment. I love Talkspace for a couple of reasons. First off, it is pretty difficult to get myself to an appointment on time. With Talkspace, I can privately and securely message, voice, or video my therapist at any time. With Talkspace, you receive all the benefits of traditional therapy, but from the comfort of your own home or bed. Sometimes we don't feel like getting dressed or even leaving, so Talkspace provides us with these online services, ensuring our comfort. Lastly, no more waiting a week for your traditional appointments. Send messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. So if you've ever thought about seeking professional help and guidance and you don't know where to start, join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month when you use promo code NOFOX at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com.
Cool, but like there's also those dudes that come up and say, oh, look at,
say icon,
you know, like
I'm flattered,
but people come up and they'll like try to make jokes and that shit's kind of annoying and you don't like, fuck
yeah,
that
shit's weird too. I got some PTSD with that kind of shit.
But then you have the hard people, the people that care.
Yeah.
And that's the
and there's
shit.
A lot of them. Yeah.
Yeah. But then the people that are like make jokes because they used to watch you.
I'm saying I more don't like the disconnect of like how you just said like, man, I work all week and let it fucking blow. Like, well, explain that. Like,
well,
what do you like?
I think
you just love going out and like literally not even, like, I don't even know, bro.
Well, and like, I think there's something that like on what you were saying, Shane, that's just like, there's a piece of the anonymity. I don't know how to say that. Like being anonymous and like being just like everyone else, like being a regular ass person. You know, that is just like, I can go out and I'm just like one of the millions of people that are out at the bar, you know, like it doesn't really matter.
No, and I've done it.
And like, yeah, but it's just like different because you run the risk of that not being a thing and like people paying attention to what the fuck you're doing. Like no one's really giving a shit what I'm doing when they see me out at a bar, you know?
But then I also feel like yes, but then I also think that that's even an overthink. Like, I don't think people really be stressing like that either. I just never mind.
No. I know what you're saying though. Like you just,
I don't know. It's hard
going to like a bar. You probably feel vulnerable and you just
guy anatomy.
Yeah.
Why do you guys like going out?
Well, yeah, and I feel like
it's a good topic, though.
Yeah, it is. It actually is. I feel like
there's a piece of me, like what you were saying, that's like, I, like after, like when I was living here and I was watching Bear do his thing, which was like not at all a like really like structured way of working, you know, like he was constantly working. It was, you know, middle of the night, morning.
Whenever he feels like.
Whenever he has any time to do literally anything, he will be working. And like, there is a piece of me that is like understands and appreciates like the work schedule and what's going on with what you do and what kind of Baird's schedule was. But like, that's also just like pretty taxing to like constantly be worried about what you're doing for work, because there is no set time where you're working, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It's kind of always. And like, there was a piece of me that really kind of wanted the structure of like, this is when you're working, this is when you're not, because like when I'm not working, I'm not working.
Yeah, you don't want to think about it. You want to do anything about it.
Like, yeah,
you
just, I don't have
good
like,
time.
But I guess it's just like, how is like the only thing your mind lands on and like commits to? And I really am curious. Is this like, all right, cool, I figured this out, I've committed. Like every week, that's my reward. Boom, easy. I don't got to think about it no more. Like, how do you get, like, you know what I mean?
So my,
I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm really asking. You get what I'm saying?
That kind of makes me like,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
no,
I know what you're saying, but
like to me, maybe since you say you work and like you figured out that's your one way to relax, like I could see like maybe I commit to like I get into mountain biking and like I go travel to like a different state and every week or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, that's where my mind goes. Like you never do, like, cause you kind of go out a lot too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be talking about this with people and I'm not pressing anybody. I'm genuinely curious.
No. Yeah.
It doesn't connect for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess for a lot of people too, is they all work 9 to 5. So when you work 9 to 5 throughout the whole week, you're working your ass off throughout the whole week. You don't have time to do anything. And then once that Friday comes around.
Actually, hold on. I don't even like this whole segment of this. Do I sound like arrogant?
No, not at all. You're fine.
Trust me. You don't like going out.
You just don't like going out.
Yeah, what?
Like, so 9 to 5, you work out throughout the week. And at the end of the week, you're like cherishing those 2 days. And it's almost like those 2 days are the best days ever because you are fucking like going off and you're drinking and you're partying because you work a 9 to 5.
I get this.
Yeah.
I get this. And I like having fun too. Maybe I'm not explaining this right.
Yeah.
But I more mean like those 2 days, you could do anything else.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, and no, I mean, true. Like, there's a lot of people, like, my brother doesn't go out at all. He goes, like, and goes into the, like, national
and
forest
and, like,
goes kayaking and shit.
And I feel like there are a lot of people like that that agree. Like, yeah, because you could go do that and get drunk.
Yeah, no, he's yeah. like, yeah, no, there's...
But
like,
then again, but now I do sound arrogant because everybody doesn't have the freedom to do that.
What do you mean?
Right? Like,
well, no, I mean, like, I think that going on, like, a bike ride or, like, going for a hike or some shit
depends
is just
on what you're doing
as
for
going to the
life.
Bar.
Yeah. That's a deep, bro. That's a deep.
It is a crazy combo. I just feel like it's not processing the same way I'm meaning for it to come off. That it might, people might take it that way.
Dude, people could do anything they want.
As I mean, the internet's weak.
Yeah. Nah, you're chilling.
I'm genuinely curious. I'm learning right now.
I think it's also a big part of it is like if you grew up like partying on weekends and shit, once you're 21, then like the bars are just a big ass party with a bunch of random people.
And I definitely feel that vibe now that I've turned 21. It's more chill and it's more fun. And it's nice to feel like, a little part of it.
Yeah. Cause there's a point where like you're no longer like in a high school or some like, or college with like a bunch of people where you're all in the same shit and you're all partying together. It's like everyone who's in the city just be like, on the weekends, they all be going out and it's a big ass party.
Yeah, and
every week.
School shit's kind of over. Everyone's old now. Like, everyone's just there to have an equal time.
Like, there's no more like frat parties or like organized events or anything, but like everyone just be going out and there's just thousands of people out of the bars just going crazy, partying.
That's just crazy that, I don't know. It's just crazy to me that is everyone's collective like decision of like, this is what we all do for fun and we don't have to think further than it.
I guess that's like, taste of fun, though.
Because, I don't know.
I mean, there was a lot.
It doesn't make sense, I guess, the way I'm explaining it.
When you think about dropping out of school freshman year, there was a ton of other things, like, people watching shit that you, like, didn't get to see, you know? Because you were fucking working crazy hard.
Or doing my thing, yeah.
And,
I was
you were doing
fun.
Your thing. Yeah, you were having a ton of fun. Yeah, I'm not going to downplay that. But I think that there was a lot of, like, just generalized, like, there are so many people that spent 4 years in
doing
school
that
you didn't spend. And there's a lot of like similarities and common things that
that's very true.
They all got used to and they all kind of do.
That's very true.
And you just didn't do that. You were on some completely different shit, bro, since you were 14.
Yeah, no, like, that makes sense.
That actually makes a lot more sense. That actually probably does have a lot to do with it.
You didn't.
Yeah, I was never invited to a high school party because I wasn't there.
No. Yeah,
because you were
so that
kind of
money.
not
even at that age.
Yeah, but you're like grinding, making money when everybody else is in high school. Like,
or scootering, doing something that makes sense. I don't know. I hope that conversation was something to listen to.
No, yeah, I thought that was a pretty good topic.
I feel like everyone's different. It's just crazy.
Yeah,
everyone just has their own ideas, and that's why I just continue to learn. Is how different everybody is, really. We're all so similar, but everyone is so different.
Yeah. Bro, and like, I think,
you know, like we're all the exact same. We're all so different.
I think there's like a big part in like not only recognizing that everyone's different, but being able to like appreciate people for
being
why
different.
They're different.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I love that. And I praise people who are like, I don't know, what's the right word?
Unique.
Only them. Like they're just.
Yeah.
Like they don't give a fuck about being anything else but themselves.
And then people
I
from
praise
like,
people for that,
especially people that are like not even from the country, like Max from being Canada. Like he's different.
No,
like,
he's him.
Like he's hanging out with us, but like
he has
Max. A full different life.
Yeah, you're you. Jay's fucking 100% him. Like everybody in this room is like that's unique people who are themselves.
Yeah, that word is called sonder.
Sonder?
Is understanding that someone has their own narrative. Like, if you see some dude walking down the street, it's crazy to think that, like, everything in that dude's life has led up to that moment. And, like, he has so many things going on. Like, he has a whole backstory. He has a whole character.
How do you know these huge words?
Sonder. Jay's, like, a really smart
I don't even really know Jay. Like, we just, like, met literally, like, recently. Like, I knew you. I knew of you.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, ever get to, like, hang out with you.
Yeah.
You know, like, and then when you went to Utah, that's when I was like, oh, what up, Jay?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Yeah.
But you, like, go to school, like, heavy? Like, you just...
No, I went to film school for, like, 4 months, and then I was chilling here, and...
Nice.
Then I moved
started
in here.
Started moving here.
Learned a bunch of shit.
You're originally from Colorado?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I learned a bunch of shit here, and then I was like, yeah, no, I'm going to take all this information.
You had scooters too. That's how you guys know.
Yeah, that's how we met.
Skate park kids.
Yeah. We met at a Colorado skate park. I pulled up at a skate park in Colorado with Jake Angeles, random as fuck. And you pulled up with your homies, didn't know him. We just started
skate park homies are the best.
And then he had a car and we're like, bro, you trying to go get food? We all went and got food. And then I added him on Snapchat, bro. And we kept a 1,000-day streak.
Oh,
and then
what?
We just became homies because of that.
Yeah.
Damn.
So random.
We kept like a huge Snapchat.
Same shit
streak.
Like you, bro. This is like.
That's how it works.
You at the fucking
you mean
skate
anybody?
Park. Yeah. Shit's so funny.
Skate park homies are the best.
Skate park was like
we always
our
talk
high school.
About that too. Like skate park homies are just different.
Because yeah, sports baby. Homies understand.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's what's cool is that like in school, it's just a bunch of random people all kind of thrown together. But skate park, you have to be a certain type of person to like want to ride a skateboard or a scooter or a bike. And get good at it. Like, you really got to be a certain type of person.
I guess that comes.
And we all, so that's what we all got such great friends from that.
No, yeah. I guess that's what comes down to like, same as what we were talking about earlier, like high school. Like skate park was kind of like your high school.
Yeah.
For the social aspect.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
Like that's pretty sweet. Like what you would just go to, you'd go to Claremont every day.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're into skateboarding, scootering, biking, and you got no friends, like you need to be riding the skate park more.
Bro, yeah.
And just anyone riding something that you ride, like go.
You were kind of a shithead, bro. Too back in the day. You were a little shithead.
Hell yeah, bro. But I didn't know. I had no understanding of anything.
Yeah, you were a little shit.
My parents threw me there and they said, do your thing.
Yeah.
And I had to learn the whole world there.
Bro, yeah, there's so much like about like everything about life that you just got exposed to at the skate park. Like all of a sudden you were just completely by yourself in a place where there's like 26-year-olds drinking PBRs and smoking cigs and like people fighting and like
people
you just got
shit,
to see
ambulances
gnarly shit.
Coming, people knocking their teeth out.
Yeah.
Like you just got to see gnarly shit. And like, I think you and I were talking about this at some point where it's like, it's really weird to think back and like think about how much time I spent at the skate park and how it was like, what the fuck else
watching the
were people doing?
Clients.
Yeah.
Like I spent so much time at the skate park. It was great. It was like same. Anytime I wasn't in school, I was like, what the fuck? Why would I not go to the skate park right now?
No,
and like
for
you would
sure.
just spend all your time there. Like I have no idea what the fuck you would do if you don't just go to the skate park.
No, I know. And everyone else was like other people that weren't at the skate park were just learning the important little arithmetic to life.
Yeah.
And we're just like 12 hours a day. This.
Yeah. I just
this,
spend time at
this.
The skate park.
Like,
I,
that's what just, we all did.
I remember like having friends like you.
Obsessed.
Having friends like that don't go to the skate park. Like you're confused on why they like don't have something they do like that. Like,
bro,
whenever
we
I was
saying,
bored, I'd just go to the skate park or like go ride my bike. Literally, I would just, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah,
you're bored, you do that.
Soul purpose.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's for
and
other people.
It's just like the
things.
Thing to do, bro. Like you would always be able to like get so many homies together and then be like, let's go all ride this park. And like, that was just the perfect thing to do.
Road trips for the skate parks were the best.
I want to do a road trip for skate parks.
Didn't you come with us way back in the day when we'd go with Dave? We'd just travel like to like other places, go stay in a hotel. And
I've definitely done that with you guys a couple times.
Yeah. That was when you were a little shit.
Tell me the funniest stories of me being a little shit. Because back in the day, guys, I've known Shane since 2011.
I remember this story of when you came to my house. First off, you learned flips there. And that was sick. You came to my house. And I remember I got a package. In the fucking mail. It was like dedicated athletics. It was like, bro, I was young. I thought I was so sweet. I was like, yo, I'm sponsored. Like I have this sick ass white hat that just came in. Oh dude, I'm so to the gill sponsored. He grabs the hat. Tanner's like, oh, sick hat. And he grabs it and he like throws it and like everybody's laughing. And then since everybody's laughing, Tanner's just fucking like,
I'm loving it.
Yeah. So he
I'm
just
paying attention.
So he starts jumping on the hat. like just stomping it out.
And everyone's I'm like, egg beyond.
What the hell? So I threw like a water bottle at you. And then it just went wars from there. Like
we started fighting.
Literally. We were like pissed as hell at each other. But if like obviously we were good.
That shit was so fun. And then I was the little kid that everyone egged on, huh?
Yeah. That was so true. Because like you were like the new kid that came in the group.
Yeah.
And everybody was just like,
yeah, where the fuck did this kid come
laughing
from?
Whenever you did something.
Yeah.
You would literally say something, everybody would laugh.
Yeah, it was fucking lit.
Bro, I remember when I met you and Jake, dude, that was like dude, people from California are a different breed of human. Like, I swear, the way that you guys were just like doing everything was just so beyond me, bro. Like, you guys would like walk into a grocery store and you'd be like filming and shit, and you'd be like asking like stupid ass questions to like the cashiers, and then like you would try like a random front flip in the middle of the aisle, and I'm just like, dude, these kids just act like nothing matters, bro. Like, what?
Jake
is this?
Was pretty wicked at that time too. Like, he would always just go do shit like. Yeah. Wow, like he's more mellowed out now, huh?
Oh yeah.
Like imagine seeing yourself like mobbing around in public.
I couldn't imagine, bro. I really had no understanding. Like for real.
Just didn't give a fuck, bro. I mean, like as a result
but
of
not
like,
giving it so fun though. But this is what's beautiful is when you're under 18, bro, not that you can go do illegal ass shit, but like you can fuck with people in public and you can do that shit. And you could throw water balloons at people. You can low-key get like minorly in trouble. And then the cops are like, all right, let me talk to your parents. And then they like tell them what you did, and it's like nothing happens. I'm not talking about doing anything illegal where you go to juvie, because you can very easily do that. But I'm saying like, when you're a minor, true. You get away with more shit. Like,
oh, absolutely, bro. You can pretty much fuck with anyone.
So that's what it was. That's what it was. And also,
dude, your life was just like on some simulation shit, bro. Yeah. Like you were just like 16 and you were like, what the fuck's going on right now, bro?
No, 100%. Like it was like,
my life
I can do whatever.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Like what is going on? Like, do whatever, say whatever. It doesn't matter.
Have you already told this story about you getting chokeslammed by like an old dude?
I told it in a YouTube video.
Yeah.
But that was the other thing, is like the confidence of being a minor. Of like,
yeah. That's...
I thought it was just like, well, I thought law, like as a kid, bro, you don't understand nothing until it happens. So I was like, I just thought, since I'm a minor, I can fuck with older people and they cannot do anything. Like that is the law.
Like you can't hit me.
No, I'm 16.
Hey, you're gonna go to jail.
Uh-huh. You can't touch me. You can't touch me. I thought that's how it worked. So yeah, I was at a Mexican restaurant. Long story short, this is when I was like 16. This dude, I was like a 30-year-old guy. He made a comment about someone I was with, and I was like, the fuck did you just say? I was just like cocky as hell, little kid. I just said what I wanted, bro. I didn't have no repercussion.
The fuck you
and
just
then, and
said?
And then he said, excuse me. And I remember in that moment, I went,
fuck.
I was like, I got to commit to what I said. I remember thinking that. So I was like, I said, what the fuck did you just say? I said it even like more. Like,
oh my.
And then he's like, and then we start going back and forth and like talking shit to each other. And he's like, oh, look at you. You just got your fucking keys. You just got your license and shit. I had my like lanyard and shit, bro.
Oh,
I was literally 16. And this guy kept saying like, keep saying shit like that. You're going to get your fucking ass beat, bro. And I kept saying, I know what I fucking said, bro. Like, we were just talking shit back to each other.
Oh my God, bro.
You're bold.
Dude. Yeah.
And then he ends it like...
Was he bigger?
He said, basically, send some shit like that, you're going to get your ass beat. And I said, I know what I said.
But was he buff? Like, was he...
He was a bigger dude. He was probably a 35-year-old man. Like, I was 16. I was a little kid. I don't know. He's a grown-ass man. Like, He had filled out. You know what I mean? He had filled out. Like, he wasn't like a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I wanted to pick a little picture of what he looks like.
I wish I had a picture of it, bro. Yeah. But homie grabbed his food. He was with the other dude. They go. Homie starts the car. Fucking... Other guy runs back in after putting the food down, and I'm like standing on my phone. He runs in the door. I just look over to my right. He's coming at me with his arms out, picks me up on my fucking neck, slams my head into the wall 4 times, and then throws me into like all these chairs and tables. And he's like, and then screams over me, he's like, fuck you, as loud as he fucking could. I'll never forget me dazed from a concussion, like looking up at him. Like, dazed, bro.
And you're like, oh, you touched me. Like, oh my God, bro. You actually just
You not only touched me, but you slammed me.
Yeah, bro. I got my shit rocked.
I could have sworn I was invincible.
Yeah, no, 100%. 100%, bro. And that's when I learned, bro.
Holy fuck.
I'm not invincible.
That's a good story. Everybody in the room was probably just like, fuck.
Oh, it was intense, bro. Yeah.
Quiet
bro,
as shit.
Everyone probably... Watching, like sitting there.
If you're like another older guy, though,
what the fuck I said to some giant.
There was just the workers.
If you're another older guy and you've seen that, like, you would have to like say something.
No one did. No one did anything.
Like if I seen that, I'd be like, bro.
Nobody did anything.
Like, why you do it like that?
Like dude, how did homie get back in the car after that and be like, yeah, hell that
yeah.
was sick.
Yeah, hell yeah. I know, right?
This fucking manhandled 16-year-old.
But, hey, but think about it.
I just bodied a 16-year-old.
I probably looked fucking 12, bro.
Yeah.
Little ass kid.
I showed him.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The little bitch, nah, yeah. Body slammed a little child.
No, nah, but it was a
fuck. He probably got back in the car and was like, oh my God.
Like, what did I just do? What the fuck did I just do? No, but you know what's even funnier, bro? You know what's even funnier, bro? I be learning lessons. Like, so like, they ended up calling the cops and shit. The cops come. They wanted me to like identify the dude. So I like went to the police station and there was like three people I had to look at. And honestly, I just like didn't care. I kind of felt like I deserved it. Like, really? I felt like it was a learning lesson
good
for me.
That's good cool. on you, bro. Yeah.
And so I really did. Like, I just felt like I was earned that shit. 100%. I know I did. And so when I just didn't even give a fuck. I kind of felt like I knew who it was, but I was just like, I don't really recognize any of the people. And I just left. Like, I just like didn't want anything to come from it. I didn't want to deal with nothing or like, you know what I mean? Like, what am I going to do? Take this guy to court?
You're like, dog, at the end of the day, I just learned that you can actually get the shit beat out of you if you talk enough shit.
So any
to
of the kids out there.
Yeah, you can.
It can happen.
100%. Yeah. That's the thing people don't know. I used to be a little hothead when I was like in the first vlogging days, bro. And I was like fresh out of being a scooter kid. People really painted me as like, well, obviously the image was that, but like scooter kids were pretty wild.
I remember when there was BMX comps there.
Yeah, we would just fuck with people, bro.
Yeah, you were the bold kid. There was BMX contests there and we'd just be a bunch of BMX dudes there and you would just be right there with all of us. Like, no matter what, we're all friends.
At recon tour?
Yeah.
Because I thought that in my head, bro.
No, I'm that's how me and you
anyone I met, bro,
friends.
We were friends. That's, I know, so I just would chill. Like,
yeah,
I
was, so you're like, what
I had,
up?
I had no gauge of if anyone was annoyed at me or not, so I just stuck around until they weren't annoyed at me.
That's such a good, like, mentality, though.
But it's not even a mentality. That's
but,
just,
like,
I just
you just would come up and be like,
that's just how it is.
We're friends.
No, it's just, like, in my head it was, and it... Looking back, I can see those things.
Because BMX,
but to me, it was just that.
There's BMX dudes out there that think they're so sweet because they don't ride scooters. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's funny. I used to come to hell BMX contests. Yeah,
I used to come to scooter contests.
I just like seeing comp runs.
Yeah.
It's fun, bro. If you could talk about anything forever, what would you talk about? Like, BMX. What's your favorite thing to talk about? Action
space.
Sports?
BMX.
You like space?
Yeah, I fuck with space a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Hell yeah.
You're in quantum physics a little bit.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to pretend like I can
on a podcast. Yeah,
like
we're not.
Crazy,
we won't give you a crown for that. Because
what's your favorite?
But dude is a space guy.
Freaking star. What's your favorite star in the air?
Do you have it like that, or what's your favorite thing to talk about with space?
Like, I think like space and like how like there's just something that decided like shit like gravity, like what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
shit is ridiculous. Like, how is gravity just created out of nowhere and we know what it is?
So, do you think the Earth is a circle? I mean, a sphere?
Oh, dude, it has to be. Right? There's no chance it's not.
I've seen this new...
Earth's
no,
not flat.
I'm not hitting you with that, bro. I'm just saying, I've seen this new one. There's a new theory now that I saw on TikTok a week ago, bro. People think that there's the Earth, right? So, like, you know, you see a map, it's like the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Our world. They think that there's, like, extra land and ocean we don't know about type shit. And there's extra continents. I saw a TikTok about this, and I was like, they just...
Wait, on some shit, though.
Like, the equation. Hey, it's obviously
ridiculous.
Obviously anything's possible, bro, because how the fuck would we know? People just say, hey, 2 + 2 = 4, and we're like, fucking bet. Like,
yo, I just go on my iPhone and I look at
but
maps.
Like, but I'm just saying, this is funny. Like, before it was like, it was the dome, the flat, and then now it's like, oh, nah. There's a whole ass
bro,
new
we
Earth.
We launched a fucking giant camera into space.
Who did?
Every country.
You be fucking with satellites. Countries, bro?
I mean, like, there's just, like, satellites in space that be orbiting around Earth and taking pictures of literally every square inch.
Daddy Jeff Bezos, too. We trust him. He had a cowboy hat on. Like, he definitely space.
Hey, on some dumb shit, like, how the hell are they
I'm
launching?
Not being funny, bro. Jeff Bezos went to space, did he not?
Oh, I know, yeah. No.
He did,
right? How are they launching?
They showed videos out the window.
Yeah, like, on some dumb shit. How are they launching cameras up there and they just...
I just
stay
like
up there, like, and how they know it's going to stay up there, and how do they know it's going to be there?
Bro,
science, bro. Math.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
The gravitational field gets weak enough that it's not going to come back to the ground, but
straight
it's not going to fling off
math.
Into space.
Do the math for you.
No, 100%, bro. It's math.
It's true, but like, I feel like on some dumb shit, I'm like, bro, what the hell?
It's just, I know. I
just think too much conspiracy. That's why. But that's my problem.
But I love being a free thinker too, but it's also just, it's just fun to think about things. It's not like you have to commit to anything ever. I just love being able to think about things because some people have such a big ego, they don't even allow themselves to be a free thinker and just think about things.
Yeah.
And be okay with thinking about it and know that they won't commit to it. I can think about anything and like still know my beliefs.
That was bars right there. People do have
bars.
People do have like a big ego and they like just
straight forward. It's like, no, I'm not that type of person. I won't think about that. But they're in their own head and it's like nobody else is listening, bro. You're your own person.
Bro, and it's just like not even having a big ego, it's just being unintelligent.
But I don't mean a big ego in like you're full of yourself. It's just like your human ego is not letting you.
No, yeah. People have an ego. It's just like dumb for you to close off your mind.
Everything else.
Stupid. Like, if someone has some shit to say to you that you have never heard before, why would you not absorb?
That's why a lot of people...
Yeah. Like, it's just dumb. Because, like, a lot of people just come to a conclusion and then they're just like, boom, closed off. That door's shut.
And being able to take the information, but clear-minded. Like, even maybe you start talking about something I don't agree with, but off the bat, I'm not going to be like... This guy can keep talking. I'm not even paying attention.
Bro,
like, I want to hear you out and learn.
Bro,
like,
I know,
you know what I mean?
So, Dubby, the other day, when I was freaking editing... His little ass, bro, but it's the truth, you know, the truth hurts exactly what you guys are talking about. He was like, I'm like, yo, is this like fast pace right here? He's like, no, it's kind of ass. And I was just like, all right, quit talking to me. I was just so butthurt. Like, I'm like, that was me being like super closed minded though. But like, I was forcing myself to like, all right, he's right.
Bro, and it's not it's not an easy thing to do, but I think
totally
at this point, like I'm literally like, there have been so many times where, like, I've thought some way about some shit my whole life, and then someone, like, tells me new information or a different point of view on something, and I will absolutely completely change my beliefs.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
On sight.
100%.
Like, if you tell me some shit, and, like, I'm convinced, and, like, it maybe completely goes against everything I believe, if it's valid, then, like, I'm a fuck
sense,
with it.
100%, you know? I'm the same way.
Like, I'm always down to be an idiot, bro. Like, I'm always down to be an idiot.
Yeah.
I would love to be wrong about some shit.
Yeah, prove me wrong, please. Yeah. Like, as long as it makes sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, and there's so many people who are just like,
that's a good way
never go back on anything they said because they're like, I would never be wrong about anything.
It hurts. Yeah. It really hurts. Like, I feel that.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts being
wrong.
And
for someone to be like, you're totally wrong about that, and then you're like, it's easier for you to just be like, no, I'm not. I know I'm not. And you're not going to convince me otherwise than to be like, okay, yeah, I guess I am. Shit. You know?
No, I totally get that for sure.
Yeah. Being wrong sucks. But like, you're like, fuck, all right, I guess I was wrong.
It's just like, I think about it like failing a trick.
Yeah.
It's just like, I want to land a trick. That's another thing we talk about action sports all the time, but you only get it if you're in it.
Yeah.
It's like trying tricks and failing, bro. That mind repetition of like a process, I feel like it's so important.
Yeah.
It comes back to that. But, man.
Bro, and just, like, dedicating yourself to anything. I think that was, like, one of the biggest things to me that helped, like, me figure out and understand, like, work ethic and becoming good at something was that just, like, there was some point where I just thought to myself, if I spend enough time doing something in an equal amount to how much time I spent at the skate park, then it's inevitable that you get good at it.
Because I got good at scootering.
Yeah, it's just like, if I spent, you know, the time I spent at the same amount of time that I spent at the skate park doing anything else, whether that's like becoming an engineer or like marketing or doing anything, you're going to get good at it.
Yeah.
It's just all about like
repetition,
spending time and seeing the results of spending the time doing that shit.
Everything is the same algorithm in life.
Yeah.
It really is.
Some people will understand that and some people won't at all. But like, I'm telling you, that is like some bars.
Like habit forming.
So
and shit.
True.
But people don't understand it.
But like, if you could explain.
No, just everything like that. Like what you just said. Like, I got good at scootering. I know exactly how to get good at this. And I know how to get good at this and this. And like, but you see it in so many different things when you start understanding that.
Yeah. Like there was a point where
everything
I couldn't do a tail whip on a scooter.
Like building a business about fucking peanut butter.
Yeah.
Gary Vee.
No.
It's the same as building a
so
business.
So much time?
About
so
content.
Much value? You got so much time?
You got
so
gratitude.
Much value?
Are you on fucking TikTok?
Dude,
get your content on TikTok?
He does the voice so good.
So much time? So much value, dude? You ever been to a garage sale?
Just gotta, like, I don't know, fucking start a peanut butter company.
Oh, my God.
Dude, Gary I literally Vee, cut my arm off to be your age.
Okay,
right
listen.
Now.
Has this generation, like, I don't think this generation, sorry, I'm going to rephrase it one more time. Does this generation think Gary Vee is still cool?
Dude,
I think he's ran out of content, so he enhances everything.
It's repetitive. He's just doing his own formula that he preaches to everyone.
And what I like that video where he's like, every morning I wake up, and if I run into a situation or some shit, like
I shoot I
picture my closest people to me getting shot in the fucking face.
No, he told that to a college student.
Yes.
He told that to a college student. He said, like, oh, blah, blah, I'm 22, I need to move out, whatever. And then he literally told me, he's like, you need to imagine your mom getting shot in the head. He said that in an interview, bro.
Jesus.
Yeah, and he posted it on TikTok thinking it was going to be sweet, but I think he's just going too far, like, on how he's saying things.
And that's why my thing with Gary Vee was just
that. He secured the bag.
Originally, I thought that what Gary Vee was doing was just telling blatantly obvious things to people that I thought that they should already definitely know. It's like the most basic life lessons ever. But
that's so true.
I think to an extent, I think there's a piece of like me that had to understand that there's like so many people that just haven't seen anything and don't understand really anything at all because no one's ever told them that.
And they're just hopping on like social media.
Gary Vee tells them like some super basic shit about what's wrong in their life. Like, if you want to make money doing something, you have to work.
And well, they look up to
him.
And
then he's like,
so it's valuable.
And then they're like,
yeah,
crazy.
Well, they're like, Gary Vee, you're successful. That makes sense. I follow that. No, but that's crazy.
And like his whole thing is that he's been on the grind.
Yeah.
Like he's been on the grind, you know? He doesn't care whether or not people
fuck
with
him. I heard Mr. Beast.
He probably likes being a meme now.
But like, he loves it.
I heard Mr. Beast, like every single thing he invests in, like the crypto, he always talks to only Gary Vee about it.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I've seen on the podcast. Like he literally, like Gary Vee will tell him something and then he'll be like, okay. And then he'll put money in. Every time, I guess it's very successful.
No, that's what I mean. Gary Vee's at the epicenter of all like the most successful people in the industry.
Yeah.
Those dudes be getting on phone calls and they just be like deciding on what crazy industry they're going to fucking crush, like Pokemon or NFTs or
baseball cards.
Yeah, baseball cards, all that good stuff. That's what I mean. Yeah, he's built his own little ecosystem. It's crazy.
You deep into the crypto world? That post you said you got dabble. Your bit?
I finally sold my first crypto for like profit because I've been invested since 2017 and I just have always held. And I don't know. I just wanted to hit 60 up to 65 again.
Wanted to sell full Bitcoin.
And I wanted to take some profit and I just did. And I was just like, hey, hell yeah. Whatever. Because and then now I still have like different accounts and they have like, I still got money in it. It's just like, I just wanted to take profit for the first time.
Oh, that's smart.
So yeah, feels good. It's crazy. It was a weird feeling, bro. Like actually transferring it. Cause you know, it kind of feels fake, but it's real, but it feels fake. And it was like, so what? I'm on my phone right now. I'm just going to like press this and it's going to be all this money is just going to transfer from like one button on this app. Like it felt so fucking wrong to do.
Bro. Yeah. Like imagine the dude that was like buying the GameStop contracts and like was like, I'm going to sell $30 million in contracts right now.
Was he on
my computer?
Oh, on a computer.
Yeah.
Like that's what I mean. Like computer, that's where people do that shit. But like I'm on my phone. I'm like, so this shit's actually going to work. I've never done this.
But like, even still, like looking at $30 million on a screen.
$30 million.
Like,
true. I can't.
Like
cannot
$30 million sitting in front of you would be a fucking room full of cash.
What's your ideal retirement?
Imagine a fucking app. Retirement
like money wise, like if you were to get handed $30 million, would you just be like, I'm done?
No, I don't think I would ever be done, bro, because like if anything, like money I've learned to me is like it's more about having freedom and being able to do whatever you want, less about having money. So I feel like I just keep upgrading my base and it's making my like my game mode
you can't
more
you can't just like stop
is just
I don't think anything. I could stop. I'll always build like
impossible.
If like I have I'm trying to work until like I like physically can.
Like if I have the entire
final moments of my life, bro. Like I just feel like, what the fuck do you do? Like I feel like your mental agility would like completely start to diminish if you like had literally nothing to look forward to. Like if you just woke up every morning and you were like, just another day of doing fucking nothing.
No, but there's absolutely two ways to look at life because that's like also that could be our very much our purpose. We could just be equal to like animals and like we could just chill and you could do that. And you could just do that. But also just for me, I feel like I enjoy building. I always have. And I feel like I've only built like the base of what I have to create.
Yeah.
You know?
But I just feel like
that's how we're wired. But I also don't, I think that's the thing about, we're saying everyone's so different. It's like everyone really does have their own like law systems and like what's important and of value to them.
Well, yeah, there's some people that would just literally like to go to a beach and be there for the last 30 years of their life.
And just stare at the beach.
Do nothing.
But I might want to do that for the next 365 days and then go back to grinding for 10 years.
Yeah. Hell, this is a good break.
So I think it's also like, yeah, like we were saying about being free thinking. It's like I can commit to both of those. I could commit to like being retired and doing nothing. And I can also commit myself to doing everything and trying to accomplish way more than I should. Because then it's like I'm not like overly committing to one or the other. I'm not stressed out about one or the other not happening.
Yeah.
I'm really just happy to be in the moment doing
because
mix of it.
I mean, I guess it's just the shit, whatever. You fucking want to sit there and stare at a beach all day?
But I think all of us, bro, we're all type of people. We'll always be grinding. We'll always be doing something. Not even like grinding, like, you know, typing 1,000 emails a day.
I don't know what
we'll
I would
always
do
be building.
If I wasn't doing shit.
Like, be construction workers at this point, bro. We got empires to build.
Oh my God. I did the construction.
Bro, you know what's crazy, dude? I was thinking about this the other day, is that there's like such a shortage of like employees for like industry jobs where like it's interesting, like it's an interesting concept to think about what an industry job is as far as like being a waiter or waitress, where like your job is to be polite and mm-hmm. be kind to someone for your work.
For and like, $14 an hour or whatever.
Yeah. And like, now it's interesting that because of the internet and because of social media, there's so many people that have been exposed to like what the good life looks like. Like there's so like before all of this, before you had access to all this shit online, mm-hmm. there was someone who grew up and never understood that there are people like balling out, being millionaires, living in a mansion, driving Lambos. They had no idea.
25.
And they would never know that. And they just would never know. Mm-hmm. And they would just like think that, you know, what they got is all right. And like,
they wouldn't know
different. And now that everyone has like seen the good life and been exposed to like all this stuff, that the demand for a job that's just like a regular run of the mill job has gone way, way down.
It has?
Yeah.
Statistically?
Oh yeah. No, like restaurant industry, bro, like everyone's short staffed. Like everyone like
yeah.
Well, and with COVID, everyone learned how they can work for themselves and make enough money.
Yeah. And so what I'm thinking, like, bro, it's an interesting thing to like think about, like there's going to be like, I feel like at some point there's going to be like two divisions of where the people go in like any industry. Mm-hmm. Is like, there's going to be like the factory workers, like people fulfilling shit at Amazon, and like delivery drivers, and like, you know, just like there's going to be that, but like no more, like there's not going to be a middle ground of like the human interaction job. Because everything else, like, there just won't be like, that anymore.
When you think in, like...
There will be all the people who, like, work for themselves or work on the internet or work online.
So who's going to serve
big
food?
Companies. I just don't think it'll be necessary anymore. I don't think that, like, the whole human interaction piece will really be necessary for much longer.
See, I need that.
I think that's the narrative of society pushing you to think that way. Like, why would... It doesn't have to be. Not in the whole world either. Maybe in LA they'll start doing that shit, but, like, in India, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that shit.
Like if it's in you,
people will always human interact.
But I mean.
But like as far as getting paid for being,
I think,
like charismatic and being a like kind person to someone, I don't think that there's going to be.
I think
be
people
like,
are just literally limiting everything super down to make everything super convenient. Where like you just on your phone, you want food, you like right now on your phone, like Max, you just went and. On his phone and he got food.
Oh, I know. I do that every day.
He didn't go out and human interact.
Dude, and I was thinking about, this is the craziest time to be alive, bro. It is insane to think about that 100 years ago, just 100 years ago, bro. So different. Insanely different, bro. To be born at this part in the timeline right now is like the party of the universe.
I know. Imagine 100 years ago.
This is when the technology is the best. And this is when we have the highest level of comfort without seeing...
This is very
the
true.
The terrible, terrible repercussions. Because the people in the near future and the next 100 years are going to have to really figure some shit out. Because this level of like comfort and this level of like ease
like
of everything
new can
comes at a massive cost.
Yeah.
And like we're just like not quite seeing it yet. Mm-hmm. But there will be a point where like we're going to have to revert our way of life.
That, you that makes a lot
life.
Of sense.
Speaking of changing our ways of life, have you heard of the metaverse and Facebook officially changing their fucking name?
Facebook?
They rebranded their name.
Facebook did?
Yeah, you want me to tell you the new Facebook name? Have you heard it? You heard it? Are you ready? Meta.
Meta?
Meta. For the metaverse. Web 3.0.
Meta.
You heard of the Web 3.0? All this fucking crazy?
No.
They're really like the crypto stuff, the NFT stuff, like all this digital shit. like really coming together. Facebook bought like Oculus. They're
oh, it's gonna
all
be
this
it's
virtual
gonna be,
world stuff.
It's gonna
bro.
Be like Ready Player One shit.
Yeah,
where like yeah, because Baird, dude, I remember Baird. He was like buying like digital property.
Yep.
Like he was like buying like plots of land online for like $1,500.
Oh my God.
No, but it's crazy because there's
going to be digital real estate.
That's some crazy shit.
No, but it's weird. It's something you can get behind or you could easily look at it and laugh at it. And it's just stupid because like it just depends on how you want to look at it. But like there's World 2.0 and on World 2.0, like companies and like Tesla, like they bought a big chunk of land that they spent like $500,000 on or millions of dollars on or some shit. And it's just everyone's brand logo. So in the future, when you visit the world or whatever the fuck, like these people own that land. And there's like all this different parts of it.
How can we go buy some land?
And it's kind of interesting. And like, I just think it's interesting.
Bro, it's
how,
like you could literally, you could buy a digital piece of property, develop a digital shopping center, and then rent out the digital shopping center spaces to companies.
But that sell, heavy.
Who like I, sell like clothes and shit. For
but I could see this happening in the future if like, if like global businesses. Warming was like an actual, like is a really big issue in the near future, like the world, like I feel like we're going to have custom houses that have like, you know, air controlling and then we're going to be in virtual worlds.
Blowing my mind right now.
But we're going to be in virtual worlds. And if you look like the crypto stuff and the art and they're making
the
they're,
world that we live in is going to become functions for it. Not so good. And so there's going to be like a,
but I don't think anyone listening to this should be like, oh fuck, like I'm all stressed out now.
No, I think it's
like,
sick.
I think they try to make it worse than it seems, but it's also not like it's not a problem.
It's a
dude, this
it,
is
it's not it's 100% a problem, but it's also like it's not like this is in the next 5 fucking years. It's like it's 100 years ago everything was different. If they would have said how things were now and you're not going to be able to go get your own food and you're going to have to, you know what I mean? It would sound, oh, I could never imagine. I think the world evolves and it happens how it happens, but it is crazy how they really are pushing and getting ready for this whole metaverse and virtual reality. And it's like people talk about it 10 years ago, virtual reality is gonna be a thing. And I was always like, how does that play into anything, bro? How are we gonna just like in like use VR? What do you mean? Now it's kind of like all making sense.
Oh yeah,
you know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
It's crazy as fuck.
No, yeah, I think that yeah,
it's yeah,
it's like the internet, bro. They it was like us, the internet, bro. There was a time yes, where people exactly. were just like, what the fuck is this internet? Who needs it for anything?
To now.
This and really now is, we yeah. are the internet.
Web 3.0, you know, like, now you look and it's like people are making that money off of NFTs and cryptos and all this crazy shit. And it's like, this is when it's starting. So, and they're like, yeah. People are going to look back and think yeah, about the damn, people starting Facebook. Not. Think about homies starting Facebook and starting apps for the first time and starting social medias because of the internet. It's crazy. So like, what I wonder what will be next that we'll all start learning about. Dude, I'm surprised you didn't hear about the fucking name Meta.
I thought
you would have definitely read about that, bro.
No, I saw like some article that said they were rebranding, but I was like,
you didn't know the name yet?
Yeah, I was just like,
their logo is like two like butterfly wings kind of.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's the Meta logo.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. What? It's like, yeah, like MetaMask.
Yeah.
That like wallet, that crypto.
Do they
wallet.
Own that?
I don't know. But I remember Baird got me on Decentraland, which was like basically a digital world thing.
You buy anything?
No, I like went to some event and got like an NFT from the event. That's like crazy. Probably is
think about it, this is all just imagination if you think about it. Like this is what I mean. You could be involved in that or you could not and it wouldn't affect you either way.
Yeah.
But like you obviously could make money. You could lose money. It's just crazy. It's just all imagination. It's like you could go play soccer or you could go do that and go to a fucking webinar.
Cool, interesting
in a
thing
virtual
to do.
World.
Cool, interesting thing to do.
And it is. It's like the part of evolution. It's people, like people are,
and people like power. So if people want to go buy a virtual property, then there you go. They want power. So they got
like,
power for that.
What were you showing me yesterday? Like a virtual hat was $16,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
In what? What? In
there's
a game?
Like some old like game called, I think it's called, I don't want to mess it up, but it's like Total Fortress or something. And there was like this like super rare item in it. That was like, there was only 20 of them known to exist. And it was like worth like $16,000 for a digital hat.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Like $16,000. And like.
The world's crazy. I think people are delusional.
I think people yeah, are bro. Spending people money just, on we're, very unnecessary well, things because they have a lot of it.
We're all just bred to be consumers. So it's like at all costs, like let me yeah. buy something.
Well, and
let
it's
me
just
fucking buy
value
that.
Is only.
How many do you have? Let me buy it.
Like value is yeah. only created from. The second it's sold for that much, you know, like one of those hats sold for $16,000 and now not a single one is going to sell below that.
No,
you know,
that's what it's worth.
Like, that's what it's worth. Now.
We all believe that collectively. That's what it is.
And that's like same with crypto. Like somehow we have decided that Bitcoin is worth $60,000, you know, Like it is literally no, there is actually no value in any part
of
Bitcoin.
I'm still so lost in that world, and I really like
it, and because
it's
like,
intriguing.
Because like the whole thing is that when Bitcoin, like as it approaches its maximum, which is like what, 28 million?
Coins?
Yeah.
Is it?
It's capped. There will be a final point where there are no more Bitcoins made, period.
Right? Yeah. I thought that's been had now. I thought there was 17 million.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the number is.
Whatever, but I don't either. Then.
That's like what apparently is like, you know, gives it its value is that at some point there's going to be no more Bitcoin. It's like gold, you know, like at some point there will be no more gold left.
We don't know when, but.
Yeah. But like it's a rare thing, you know, but the point is like someone decided that there was no more Bitcoin at some point, you know, like someone decided that the code makes it stop producing coins at now. 18 million.
Yeah.
And so like. Is there any actual value in that?
Or yeah,
like, again, we're all delusional. Like it's just, that's what I said. Like we all are.
Yeah.
I mean, even the fact of like this podcast concept and like people watching it and it making sense that they're sitting at their home on a phone watching a podcast right now. Like they just imaginated that makes sense. And it does.
Do you get, yeah.
But no,
it just does.
Cause that's
how, everything is like that. That's why if you really think about everything,
they're just relating back to gold.
You can be whatever you want.
It's like gold's limiting, so they're like, okay, well, they're just making digital gold.
Yeah, no, because I mean, like,
it's just something for people to get behind.
Like
bro.
In the early, yeah.
Keep it moving, like, keep adding shit for us to do. We're about it,
adding value. Too.
Let's go. You got something to buy? We'll do it.
Well, yeah, and like someone in the dawn of time was like, I found this shiny ass rock. You want to give me a cow for it? And then someone's like, oh. I've never seen that rock in my life. And he's like,
yeah.
He's like, well, I'll give it to you for a cow. And he's like, why is it worth a cow? And you're like, well, go find it. Go find some shit that looks like this. I dare you. You know, this shit's hard to find.
Yeah.
And then he's like, true.
Sure.
Damn. All right. And then.
Damn, Jay with those bars right there.
Yeah, I give it that shit.
No, that made it makes it, that's the best way you could explain it.
The hell it was. I like that.
Because it's like.
Go find a rock.
Yeah. Anything that's hard to get immediately has value.
Yeah. Man. Well, it's been an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, it has.
That's awesome. We flowing there for
at first. It was,
I did extra so we could cut out some of the beginning stuff if we need to.
At first it was
that
kind
was
of,
good. I like all this.
Yeah.
We could keep talking if we wanted, but
yeah.
Damn, this was a boys the boys podcast. We got a special Maverick episode coming for you guys next week. Make sure you guys are following Hemecula on YouTube. Make sure you guys are following Jay Castle on Instagram. Keeping up with all these boys, all the crazy shit they're always doing. And expect to see a lot of these dudes on the podcast more, you know, lots of great stuff coming. I do want to say before we end it, the podcast studio at the warehouse, we plan on doing the construction. That's going to probably honestly take a couple of months. The new podcast studio is upstairs. So we're going to have some sort of setup. It will get done, but no Fox given podcast studio V2 is going to be sick. Thank you guys so much for watching. Much love. We'll see you next time. It's been Tanner.
Jay.
Shane,
we out. Peace.